It's time for a financial definition. Inflation risk describes the uncertainty of the future real value of an investment after accounting for inflation. If your investments aren't matching inflation, you're losing buying power. We call this losing money safely.
And we're back on the Financial Safari with your local financial coach, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, right there in Hickory Hills. And it is so easy to get in touch with him. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Now, a lot of folks make mistakes when they are planning their retirement. So let's take a look at some of these bad money moves that people can make and see if we can't find the reasons why they are a problem. Number one, investing the same old way, the same investment approach that got you this far will work just fine in retirement, right or wrong?
Well, that's generally wrong. I mean, it's always great because we always talk about the different phases of money. While you're working and in your working years, you're in the accumulation phase of your money. So you're working towards that retirement goal. When we get to retirement, now you move into the preservation phase. You're trying to hold on to it. Now, this money has got to last you the rest of your life. And I think that's the biggest mistake that a lot of people we see that comes into the office here, Kit, is they do just that. They leave their money sitting in risky investments, and then all of a sudden, boom, we have a correction in the market, and now they're freaking out, and they lose 30-40% of their retirement asset, and now they just don't know how to generate an income.
Mm-hmm. That is so important, John. Number two of worst money moves for near retirees, claiming Social Security without a strategy.
Well, we see that quite a bit as well. You know, a lot of people in the older generation, they would say, take your benefits at 62 because it won't be around. Well, there's been doing so much to Social Security, and I think a lot of the boomers are the smarter ones. There has been some filing strategies. Now, yes, they have taken some of them away from us, but for any of our listeners out there between 62 and 66 right now, you're still grandfathered into some of the switching strategies and understanding how to go out and get that free money. I mean, Social Security still has a couple of options out there for filing on spousal benefits, where you can still get a Social Security check on a monthly basis, but your own benefit still grows at 8%. All the way up to age 70. So filing correctly for that benefit could mean an additional $50,000 to $100,000 of additional lifetime income just by filing correctly.
Wow.
Well, if you need any help making sure you're not making these bad money moves, the number to call is 800-477-1135. Now, one that we see come up a lot is folks who are avoiding tax planning. We hear a lot of folks who say, oh, I've already taken care of taxes for the year, but that's tax preparation, which is not the same as tax planning.
Absolutely. And especially when, like we always say to our clients, is where do you think taxes are going to be 10, 15 years from now, higher or lower? You know, a lot of people, you know, come into retirement thinking, okay, well, my tax rates are going to go down. Well, for some people that might be true, but not for everybody. Because one of the biggest things that's going to hit everybody is all this money they've set aside in these retirement plans, like their 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. Because all a 401k and an IRA is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it. And at 70 and a half, we have to start taking these distributions. And some of these distributions, because people have saved very well throughout their lifetime, can significantly increase their tax rate. You know, you're getting $30,000 to $40,000 in required minimum distributions every year. That's a chunk of change that you're going to be sending off to Washington. So maybe positioning yourself where you can move some of that stuff over for tax-free retirement income, like through Roth conversions or through the IRA reboot program we do for our clients. Try to get tax-free income. I mean, that's always the best way. You know, a lot of people think, you know, you said, like you said, kid, oh, I did my taxes this year. Well, that's not tax planning. Planning is like for 10, 15 years from now, how much are we going to be paying?
Exactly.
Especially if taxes are going to be higher, let's get rid of it now and convert it where we'll have tax-free income down the road and leave it to our heirs tax-free.
And so to avoid critical tax surprises, you really need to connect with a financial coach to guide you through that. And that would be, in this area, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services at 800-477-1135. I'll repeat that, 800-477-1135. And John, here is a critical worst money move for near retirees. Assuming health care is covered.
Well, you know, like you said, it's probably the biggest threat to people's retirements today. You know, a lot of Americans are just pretty much not protected for long-term care. Only 7.5% of Americans actually have long-term care coverage. You know, a lot of people go into retirement assuming that Medicare will pay for it and maybe their Medicare supplement. Well, that is not true. You know, long-term care in nursing homes, home health care, you know, it's the biggest threat. I mean, you're talking $6,000-$7,000 a month for a nursing home in this area, and that's not a private room. That's a semi-private room.
Wow.
So when you're dishing out $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year for long-term care as we get older because something happens, you know, to us, it's like a car. You know, the older the car gets, the more things break down, and unfortunately that's what happens to us in our lifetime. You know, we get older, we need help, you know. We're not a very stable society anymore. You know, people think that the kids will take care of them. Well, that's not true because most kids today, I mean, they're all over the place. They're working two jobs. Some of them not even living in the same state as their parents. They transferred out of state for their work, things like that. Maybe they go off to college and don't come back. So taking care of your long-term care situation is very, very important because it probably is the biggest threat to people's retirement today.
The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Don't find yourself making these money mistakes. Find out ahead of time what moves you should be making to get to that successful retirement. Now we'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. There's more Financial Safari on the way.
It's time for a financial definition. Google slapped refers to when you Google a financial term only to get thousands of results, which are, of course, overwhelming and possibly not even correct in the first place. So don't get Google slapped. Talk to a professional instead.